First, confirm you meet all the eligibility requirements we went over in Lesson 1. Do you meet all of them already? Think carefully about any requirements you don't meet. Will you be able to meet them? For example, if you're not yet providing one of the required services, will you be able to add that service in the future? Is your organization providing comprehensive primary care as your main purpose, as required by HRSA? Or do you currently focus on providing other services such as behavioral health or specialty care? If you are not a domestic nonprofit, or if your site is in a building with a current health center program awardee, you may not have an easy path to eligibility. Additionally, applicants must demonstrate that they are independently owned and operated, and organizations that are subsidiaries of larger organizations may have challenges with this. Yes, you might be able to establish an entirely new nonprofit, for example, or move your site, but these are complex issues to resolve. If you are short one or more eligibility requirements, think seriously about whether you can realistically resolve this issue or whether doing what it takes to resolve it is even right for your organization.